Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Redson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We're breaking it down. Shout out to all of our television affiliates and everybody else in between joining us. Let's do this thing. We've got the raging redhead Cam Stewart ready to rock. Ron Rubber in the house. Full slate of NHL hockey this evening. We'll break it down. We've got a couple of games in the NBA that we'll break down. We've got some NBA props that we've already got circled. We'll talk a little bit about the college football playoff. FanDuel's already posted some player props that have caught my eye already, Cam. And speaking of FanDuel, sports betting has finally been legalized in the state of New York. Now, it was, you know, the bill had passed, but it's go time. Starting Saturday morning, 9 a.m.
Beautiful.
9 a.m. And, yeah, perfect. John Sheeran's going to join us from FanDuel, and I'm gonna tell him, and I'm going to ask him and say, man, you guys better be ready to go at 9 a.m., man. Because I can't imagine, like, how many, like, millions, hundreds of thousands of people at once.
The database.
Like, New York City, bro, is just going to blow up. Boom, boom, 9 a.m. 9 a.m., give me Villanova, minus the points.
Yeah.
Start. Give me the Washington football team. Everyone's going to be betting against the Giants. But the estimation, Cam, what do you think the estimation is? How much money do you think a year will be bet in the state of New York? Mobile only. Mobile only. They have selected sports books. There's a lot of stuff I want to ask John Sheeran from FanDuel. A lot of stuff. Because in the Buffalo area, you can bet at the sports book. You can go to the casino.
Yes, you can.
Because they have sports books.
Native casinos, correct.
There was, like, I don't know, Cuomo set it up, you know, upstate and western New York.
Yeah.
I guess the city of New York doesn't want sports books on every corner for whatever reason. I don't know why. I mean, it's better than homeless people and people getting robbed on every corner.
They do it in England. It's working for them.
So, So nevertheless, so mobile. How much money do you think? How many billions a year do you think will be bet in the state of New York?
That's a great question. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, you're the trivia king. I mean, you're the guy that always gets this.
Well, that's kind of a hard question. How many billions will be bet? In a year?
Wall Street Journal questions at you here.
57 billion.
57 billion, dear God.
A lot of gamblers out there.
That's a lot of money.
More, how about 20 billion? 25?
10 billion.
See, I don't know.
10 billion. What? 10 billion.
I'm way out of control. I guess I'm thinking about all the degenerates who hit the button 50, 60 times like us tonight.
I tell you. Sportsbook operators, they liked your answer. Yes, 50, million.
More, Cam. Yes. What? 50?
I got to be honest with you. It's true. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. 10 billion sounds a little light to me.
It sounds light to me.
In my own personal opinion, but that's what the state 25. Of New York is estimating. $10 billion dollars a year. I'm thinking you guys will get into the
20s.
Well, look, that's a little less than a billion a month. Jersey's checking in, Cam, with about $500 million a month or so on average.
Okay.
So now you're going to get New York in here. But New York and Jersey sort of the same market. That's what's interesting about this. But you know what's crazy, though? From a nostalgic standpoint, and only people that live there know what I'm talking about, you know, I'm going to miss the old days. Going to Secaucus, getting off the train platform, getting to bed in and getting back on, going to the pizza places, the bar. We'll be right back. All right, let's do this thing. It's Game Time Decisions. Sports betting is legal starting 9 a.m. in New York. It's going to be chaos. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. But, server.
But I tell you what, so like New Jersey and like FanDuel, like basically like, you know, New Yorkers were like crushing New Jersey sports betting. And there were like diagrams. There was a story in the New York Times about this. And speaking of which, the New York Times just bought The Athletic today for $550 million. A lot of business going on in the world.
Yeah.
So they showed dots, Cam, because people, like literally and figuratively, bro, like we all knew exactly where and when. Like I used to be in the Lincoln Tunnel and I'd be like, and now.
yeah, you're just waiting.
There were people literally, Cam, walking on bridges to the other side of the bridge.
Corey used to do it.
I'm going to walk. Well, Corey had it down. Yeah. Corey had it down. It was the one. It was one train stop. You get on at Penn Station and you get off at Secaucus. You get on the platform. You place your bets and you get on the train and you go right back. But what happened, Cam, there was like a little sort of bar in the train station in Secaucus, okay? It used to be, oh, God, I had a long day at work here waiting for the train. Give me a drink.
A lot of picks.
Except these guys caught on, Cam, that it was like a sports betting hub. So they turned it into a sports bar. So, it was all these people from New York were literally hanging out in a train station bar because the games were on and just firing away their bets.
License to print money. Think about owning that bar, Morenci, and you figure out that.
Oh, yeah. This guy's going to take a hit now. That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, the pizza guy. And even the pizza guy said, oh, these gamblers are great guys. They come in, they order their pizza, they place their bets, and like, great, great crowd. And so I hope people still go to see the pizza guy. And Cam, you know, it was like literally there was a Starbucks. Ariel used to always go to the Starbucks. There was a Starbucks. It was known as like the gambling Starbucks. It was nothing but everyone on their laptop in the Starbucks, Cam, just betting.
That's great.
Just betting. So, we'll get into the New York market. We'll get into the games as well. Games, picks, and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Morenci. Looks like it's an ice hockey night tonight. We'll get you caught up to date with the FanDuel odds boost and everything else in between. Although my new favorite team in the NBA, my new favorite Western Conference team, the Memphis Grizzlies, are in action. We'll get to that a little bit later on as well. Let's bring in John Sheeran right now. I miss John hanging out at the FanDuel Sportsbook at MetLife and in East Rutherford. And, of course, the Meadowlands Racetrack. John, good to see you. Happy New Year. John Sheeran, FanDuel. Steps up and Ed. Good to see you, John. How you doing?
Very good, Gabe. Good to see you too. How's it going? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, so we're doing good and we're excited. We're excited for everybody in New York. We have a large New York audience obviously tuning in right now. So the party is set to begin. And I was telling people the story, of like the birth of gambling in Jersey as far as New Yorkers were concerned and going through tunnels, finding their favorite Starbucks right on the other side. It was like a border, right? So, like, you know, Lincoln Tunnel. I mean, you know, you must have seen all the stories, and you guys must have seen the algorithms of people, like, riding bicycles across the bridge, like the little red dots and stuff. I saw a story in the New York Times. All the bets, it was just all North Jersey, like, on a Sunday morning. How crazy was it for New Yorkers crossing just to play bets and then going back home to New York, John?
Yeah, I mean, it was always difficult to tell, but we have about 25% of our New Jersey actives have a New York address. So we expect to see a lot of that stay in the state of New York. And I think that's good news for the state. We had some good stories, too. We had a hotspot in a Starbucks just here in Jersey City where people used to come over on the path and, you know, a 10 minute ride on the path from, you know, 33rd Street, and then you're able to bet. So yeah, pretty crazy. But one of those popped up on our GeoComply data, and we could tell pretty clearly it was the Starbucks. So lots of good stories from that, but hopefully looking forward to this weekend, they'll be able to stay at home and do it.
Well, here we are. So just in time for the final week of the regular season of the National Football League. So I said earlier, and all kidding aside, what kind of traffic are you expecting right off the top at 9 a.m.? I mean, I guess this is big league, high tech type stuff, man, because you guys are going to get hit. You're going to get hit hard. Like, you know, what? Explain to me from a technical standpoint, are you guys expecting, like, yes, like basically at 9 a.m. we're going to get flooded with bets and be ready, have the technical support ready? Like, how big of a operation is this going to be right out of the gate?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, you look at the volume that New Jersey drives. This is the biggest jurisdiction in the world, effectively. And we expect it to be on a par with New York pretty quickly. So the tech support that we have in place will mirror what already exists in New Jersey. So we're confident we'll be able to handle everything and make sure our customers have a good experience on Saturday morning. Looking forward to the NFL slate on Sunday in particular.
Now, the state of New York is estimating $10 billion $10 billion a year.
That's mobile only.
We're going to bet the over. We like to bet on everything here, Josh. So we're going to bet the over as far as the Ted Bill is concerned. Because, yeah, knowing New Yorkers, they're going to lay it down, man. They're going to lay it down. But what's the percentage, like, in the first? Like, is everything mobile? Because we always have this debate, actually. And there's two ways. I like the window betting. I just love that old school. I used to love it. Like, you know what I mean? I used to love going up to the window and, you know, talking to the ticket guy and, you know, placing the money. But we live in such a mobile digital world right now. So will there be sports books, or does that even matter in New York City?
There's some tough laws that would have to get changed to allow for retail betting locations in the city. Obviously, there's already some in the bricks and mortar casinos and racetracks, as you know, in New York. We've been there for almost 3 years in upstate New York with a retail location. But for the city, it's going to be all mobile. I mean, mobile and, you know, betting on your cell phone is 96-97% of the business internationally and in all the other states here in the U.S. already. So I don't expect it to be any different in New York. Sure, you could get a nice retail venue in the city if it came up, but I think that's a long way away if it ever happens.
Not cheap either, John. The rent in New York City, you might as well keep it on the app, right? It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's a good
point. If you
want to
open one up, just keep costs down.
And Cam's got a business degree. I didn't know. I didn't realize Cam's got a business. Cam thinks big. Cam said, I asked Cam, I said, what do you guess? How many billion? He said 57 billion. I'm glad you're not, like, in charge, Cam. You wouldn't be happy with the 10 billion.
I'd be very sad.
Hey, guys.
10 billion.
New Yorkers,
come on.
10, that's it. 10 billion.
Exactly.
Now, right now in time, so as far as betting is concerned, what's the New York? I was always fascinated by this because FanDuel Sportsbook in New York was the only book ever, John, that I ever saw the people in the book complain when the baseball game got taken off the big screen. And I was always fascinated. I was like, man, they love baseball here, right? Like, but NFL, it's NFL, NFL, NFL. How is the New York market, like, different? Like, do they bet nationally more so? Is it going to be, like, you know, locally? What's the New York demo? You know, what's the New York better like? What's the demographic of the New York better?
Very loyal to their own team is kind of how I would surmise it so far, Gabe, based on what we've seen. Obviously, the Yankees drive everything, and everybody nationally is interested in betting the Yankees. But in particular, we saw, you know, unprecedented amounts of loyalty towards the Giants, towards the Jets, and obviously their local Yankees and the Knicks and Nets as well. So,
clearly blind loyalty, John.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Giants and Jets.
Gabe's telling me these guys bet against the Giants and Jets a lot, the locals.
Well, the guys,
they may not even,
at least.
They may not have any money left by betting that way, so maybe they've changed. But for sure, very loyal. Look, we all know New York fans, sports fans, and how loyal they are to their teams. And, you know, we see that particularly a lot of optimism in the offseason as they look forward and bet the Jets and Giants to win the Super Bowl, which looks like you'd be better off lighting it on fire. But for sure, there's enough of that around.
Well, Cam likes Washington this week. Cam wants to watch the Giants about, game. Yeah, you like the Giants.
Yeah, I was thinking about taking the Giants.
They don't have any players. They don't have any players left looking at today's reports.
Yeah, they got problems. Yeah, I might have to take good that luck one off with, the card, Morency.
Good luck with Jake Fromm. Good luck with Jake Fromm. So, you know what? It's interesting that we were talking about, like, the New Jersey and how there was, like, the secondary sort of spinoff with everything. Now it'll be the same in New York. I'm telling you, people are going to be now going out to sports bars more because they can watch the game. They can watch the game. They can hang out in a bar because people like that experience, right? People like that experience of hanging out with other people. It's about time. So let me ask you, for people tuning in California, because we also have a lot of Californians, how far away are we from California right now? Is it something that's in the works, obviously? I know, obviously, it's something that you guys want, but is California a possibility in the anytime near future at all?
Look, California is difficult. The likes of there in Florida, Texas, obviously, are not ones that are on our immediate roadmap, but we're working hard, lobbying everywhere we can to try and make sure that everybody's as proactive in it as they can be, and we get it to, you know, consumers that want it in all of those big states. Obviously, California's, you know, huge and breaks the back of the country, really. So we're working hard, doing what we can. But I think fundamentally it needs local government and, you know, to have a desire to go ahead and push it forward. And that will have to happen before we're able to get it there. But like I said, working hard to try and do everything we can, everywhere we can. We want to be up and running as broadly as we can across the country. And you see that when
you
start to open up.
We have a lot of Canadians tuning in. And you know Canadians like to bet
big time. Yeah, we're working hard. We'd probably be in Ontario hopefully in the next few months.
That's good for us.
Next year, next few years.
Next few months. Whoa.
I'll stay in province. Thank you.
And I see FanDuel's become the official partner of my favorite football team, the Buffalo Bills.
Making sure you're happy.
Nothing wrong with that. Can you get me sideline passes now? Does this mean I can roll in? Hey, I'm the FanDuel. All right, hang in here, John. We're more with John on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gable Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates and AM radio affiliates as well. All right, we've got John Sheard from FanDuel just for a couple of more moments. Let's fire off some NFL. I want to get his thoughts on the national championship game. So Green Bay Packers are the favorites right now to win the Super Bowl. Plus 380, Kansas City are the second choice. Tampa Bay at plus 750. Buffalo Bills plus 750. LA Rams plus 950. Tennessee plus 1,200. Who's the popular play right now with the FanDuel bettors? Is it the Green Bay Packers now that they've wrapped up home field advantage? Who's the most popular and trendy teams right now, John?
Yeah, I think a lot of the ones at the top of the market, like you said, Green Bay obviously leading the way, locking up home field, the bye. Everyone's going to have to go to the frozen tundra and turn them over. We saw Tampa Bay do last year, Gabe, but they're obviously pretty badly hurt this year around, not to mention other problems from key wide receivers. But yeah, I would say Green Bay right now, but all of the ones you mentioned at the top of the market are all taking money, and nobody really sees someone from a little further down the seeding order coming to upset them. And I kind of like that angle. We like it as a bookmaker when everyone's betting the favorites, and we'll take a shot with a couple of the outsiders making a run at them.
Cam's an outsider. Cam likes to pull the trigger on the outsiders.
I was going to say too, John, I guess you guys are going to need Georgia, even though they're a favorite. Like, from what I've seen, everybody's like, I can't believe Alabama is actually a dog in this game, 3 points. I got to believe the books are going to need Georgia, because everybody I know, I just hear Bama, 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 Bama. It's going to be hard to pull the trigger with Georgia as a favorite.
Yeah, in the future book, we have both of them as a winner, actually. Georgia, about four times better than Alabama in the outright book. But in the day of the game, on the game itself, you're right, it's all just a massive avalanche of money for Crimson Tide. We've taken, I think, 17,000 wagers on the money line when I looked at this earlier today. 16,500 of them on Alabama, so an absolute one-way push for that.
Yes. Yeah, that's big time. Holy jeez.
So, yeah, and I understand it. At plus money, why wouldn't you take a shot with Saban in Alabama? It hasn't gone wrong too often before.
So let me ask you about that. It went up as well. So what? And I saw the advanced line at FanDuel was Georgia minus one against Alabama. And that was even the number right before the Michigan game with Georgia. But then after, I think it was 2.5, and then it moved to 3 after. Was it the Georgia? Was it you guys watching Georgia and going, wow, look how dominant they were here against Michigan? Or was it the betting public that came in right after and what they saw last? Because as Cam related, you know, as Cam mentioned, Georgia haven't beaten these guys since 2007. Kirby Smart is 0-4 against Nick Saban. Nick Saban, is the last time they were an underdog before the SEC Conference Championship game was 2015 against Georgia. And, oh, yeah, Alabama won that game as well. So is it the power ranking? Was it the public? Why is the number what it is, John?
Yeah, I mean, our expert traders and odds makers on college football have Georgia more like going into the SEC Championship game, they had them nearly a full touchdown better. That game closed 7, 6.5, 7. So they feel like they've made a big adjustment going into the national championship game to have the game all the way down at 3. I have a slightly different personal view. I can kind of like Alabama in the spot. I think you learn more from the SEC championship game that overrides and overrules your previous rankings and ratings. But the guys are pretty adamant that the number where it is right now is fair. And like I said, all we're seeing is Alabama money. So for the line to go the other way, I think is backed up by their, you know, confidence in those ratings, and then the very, very impressive performance from Georgia knocking off Michigan as well.
What are people playing as far as the total? What's the lean with the total of the football game?
We definitely lean to the under, but we've seen the money from the public go the other way. I think from 49 to 52.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, you know, it's tough. You figure a championship game, the SEC conference championship game. Turned into a track meet. All right, so before we get you out of here, how tricky is it? Because from a betting perspective, it's tough, man. It really is. The final week of the regular season of the National Football League, you know, figuring out who's playing, motivation, and then it sort of has that preseason feel. How tricky is it for you guys to set numbers this week? And then I want to ask you about the Rams and the 49ers game. So what about this week? How tricky is it sifting through the injury and the load management news, John?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. This week has been probably the toughest week the guys have ever had, dealing with all the things that you allude to. I don't want any sympathy, though. It's the same for the bettors out there. I guess the difference is you can lay off it. We can't. So it's been really difficult for the guys trying to keep across news, searching entirely all day long for breaking news that may not be there at all. Trying to get a feel from LaFleur as to how many minutes Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers starters are going to play is almost a waste of all their time as well. So it's really difficult. Lie. But look, yeah, they can lie.
Tune in to the Pat McAfee show. Rodgers tells them everything.
Good point.
Hey, Pat, how many minutes? How long that's you play?
That's the real answers there.
Sorry, right, go on, John.
No, it's all good. It is really, really difficult, but we're not looking for sympathy. That's our job, and the guys do a really good job managing it as best we can. But it's been a tough week and will be until we get kickoff.
It's funny because people always tell that to me and Cam, you know, that's the thing. The odds makers have to make odds for every game. You guys don't have to bet every game. We don't prescribe to that. We like to spray the board.
We're odds makers.
We like to play the board here. All. But yeah, look, it's great to hear from an odds maker himself. Well, we have to set the odds. You guys don't have to bet it. So how about this Rams 40, the two games, so we'll get you out of here. We know you're busy. We appreciate your time. San Francisco getting 4 right now. And the Chargers, I keep waiting for this Charger number to move. Maybe because I like the Chargers. I thought it maybe was going to go up to 3.5, but it seems to be holding strong at 3, John.
The Niners game is one that we lean San Francisco as well. We've been trying to keep across Garoppolo's practice, but maybe they might be better off with Trey Lance there. He seems to have put
in a decent practice. Is there a point spread difference? I want to ask you that. Is there a point spread difference, like with Jimmy G or Trey Lance, a half point, or any, is there any difference?
Yeah, I think the way the offense is run, there's certainly a drop off to Trey Lance. I think we've almost all of that in the number already, though. We only made the game 3.5. We made the Rams a 3.5-point favorite. Obviously, everyone knows about the record that the Niners have over the Rams. And I think the Rams have been a little bit suspect. If we can get good offensive play from the 49ers, I'm pretty confident they'll go inside the number. So we like that. It opened 5.5. We were never that high, and we saw the money move to 4.5 and a little bit of 4 now. So we'll continue to lean San Francisco in that one. The Chargers one is really interesting game. Probably will be the deciding factor for us if we get the Colts win over the Jags, as everybody expects. I think a lot of powder being kept dry in that game until we get closer to kickoff as well. I don't disagree. We made the number 3. It's almost exactly where it is. But don't disagree. It'd probably be the Chargers or nothing for me as well, Gabe. But I've got them wrong all season long, and it wouldn't surprise me if I get them wrong again.
They're tough.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I think me and Cam are dumb enough to like Jacksonville plus the points against Indianapolis. Hey, Indianapolis
already batted
in their last 33 games. They're 2-27 against the league, and they're 2-2 against the Colts. Colts haven't won in Jacksonville since 2014. Just something to chew on, everybody.
Yep.
Something to chew on. We're trying to get you some action on both sides here, John. So
hey, I don't think you've enough listeners, Gabe.
Yeah, I know. I can't help you. Well, me and Cam are going to be on the Jags. That's what we'll say. Taking the points. Hey, John, great to catch up with you. Happy New Year. Congratulations and great news for everybody in New York. So it's Saturday morning, guys, 9 a.m. You can start firing away. Sign up, log in, get ready. Get your FanDuel app ready to go. And huge news. We can't wait for an announcement as far as Ontario, hopefully in the near future as well, John. Thanks a lot for the time.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate you having me. Have a good new year.
There's John Sheeran with us enjoying the conversation. It's good to speak to somebody that knows the answers, Cam. But he caught me off guard when he said, he goes, oh, in the next few years, I thought he was going to say with Ontario. He goes, oh, maybe in the next few months we'll be in Ontario. Wow.
That'd be brilliant.
Massive. Guys, Ontario is a lot like New York. Like, if you want to talk about, like, the top 5 biggest betting markets in North America, yeah, New York, New Jersey, Florida, obviously Nevada is doing their thing, but yeah. Ontario would be New York-like. Like, to put it in context, the Canadian government estimates that there's $14 billion a year bet on sports in Canada.
Yeah.
That's their guesstimation. So you're talking about 10 in New York. You see how big New York is. Like, and Ontario pretty much is Canada for the most part. And I know there's other betting pockets, Cam, but for the most part, the revenue stream will be coming from Toronto, right? Honestly, and from the Ontario market.
What you said, too, and when you took me to the Meadowlands, that's exactly what I envisioned for Woodbine. Horses, gambling, that facility there,
they're sitting on a gold mine. Like, in fact, like, exactly. I would already have this up and running right now.
If I was them. Like, but, yes, now.
You know, that's that. And even like I said, and it's amazing. He said it, 97% Cam mobile. You and that's I are old wild. School. I like the old, here's the money and put on
ticket. If you're stuck in a Cam mobile, but you're right. I like to make the trip. I like the ticket. I like to, me and you were social. I like to talk to people, see how they're doing. No, I'm with you. I'm old school, but
sportsbooks, Cam, are going to be like retail stores in the future. You called it when you said rent. They're going to be like, dude, why are we turning the lights on for a couple of dudes? So what? So Callaway can come watch the race? What
are exactly. Think about the rent in New York. They're like, no. The app is fine.
But people say, oh, yeah, you get a sports book across the street from Madison Square Garden. Yeah, sure.
Sure, we do.
$18 million a month rent.
Correct.
like literally. literally.
No, you're right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi. Kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, we're fired up. Excited about the New York news. and excited about the Ontario news as well. And I'll tell you what, Cam, FanDuel's opening up a beautiful sports book. I saw the design, and it's being done as we speak, basically. It's set for open, I think, in a couple of months. It's at the Squamish Resort. We got to get you out here.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love it.
That's beautiful out there. Squamish Resort.
Squamish, Washington, right outside of Seattle. It's outside of Seattle. Beautiful resort and casino, Cam, with the lakes and the beautiful Washington scenery. And beautiful. A FanDuel sportsbook. So yeah. Down the road, when it's open, we're going to get down there, go to a Kraken game, do the show for the sportsbook down there.
I agree. And
hopefully one day there's a FanDuel sportsbook in Toronto. And that'll be off the hook. That'll be off the hook. All right, so let's do this thing. So let's get into some picks here. NBA doesn't start till a little bit later, right?
No.
NBA is 7:30.
Late night.
We've got Andrew McKinnis going to join us later. Talk some pucks.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Andrew McKinnis. Yeah, the 8 o'clock hour.
Or your boy.
Got a lot of late hockey.
What's up with Garlic Knots? He's busy tonight. He's got a date.
Who, Carmine?
Yeah, Carmine.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Carmine hosts a travel show now or something. I think he's in Italy or something.
Really?
He's in Tuscany. I don't know what he's doing.
He's in Tuscany.
Tuscany.
That's great.
Meet me at the Tuscany. Which we've actually, Tuscany Suites in Vegas. Meet me at the Tuscany. Yeah. All right, so got the Buffalo Sabres, speaking of Tuscany and Brian Blessing. The Buffalo Sabres. Yeah. So what's the odd boost tonight? What's the NHL odd boost? Pittsburgh Penguins, Colorado Avalanche, and the Devils all to win. Was plus 270, now plus 330. Penguins, Avs, Diablos, all to win. So...
The Pittsburgh Penguins are playing the
Philadelphia Flyers. These aren't easy wins, though. Penguins are playing the Philadelphia Flyers. The Devils are playing the Jackets.
Tough.
And the Avalanche are playing the Jets.
And the Jets
are red hot.
Out of
those three games, are all three of them going to win, or what's the trap out of the FanDuel odds? But out of these three games, what's the trap?
I'm going to tell you something, Gabe. I think two of them might be traps. I like the Devils. I think they beat the Jackets. The Jackets have no defense and goaltending issues right now. The Pittsburgh Penguins came back and beat the Blues in a crazy fashion last night, but the Flyers kind of rested. That's not going to be easy for Pittsburgh tonight. And I'm telling you, the Winnipeg Jets have figured it out. Have you seen these guys recently? They're playing great hockey. Colorado had problems with Chicago, one of the worst teams in the league. I think maybe two win, but it's asking a lot for all three to win. There's going to be a dog in there that ruins the party.
Good call on Nashville last night in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, I did pretty good in hockey. I should have listened to you in the NBA, though, with Utah. I took Denver.
They caught up, but they're starting to catch up now, Cam, with all the overs, right? Oh, you look at all the totals tonight, 6.5,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It's dangerous night for the salami.
Yeah, the butcher got called, and I'd be very
That's
careful
what I was
tonight
say.
With the salami.
I have a feeling tonight there's going to be some under sliding in, Cam. The party's over. I think it slows down tonight, and
it should.
I think we can take advantage of some of these higher numbers. Now, I'm not saying I want to do it in this first game, but dun-dun-dun-dun. S.J. Sharkey.
I'm going to tell you something, Sharkey. Gabe. I like the Sabres
the Buffalo
tonight.
Sabres.
I like the
Sabres.
Sabres
are minus 102, Cam.
Here's
Sharks
the thing.
Sharks are minus 118.
Sharks are coming down to earth. They haven't been very good after the break. Reimer's not playing as well. They got murdered by the Detroit Red Wings. Buffalo actually has been gritty at home. I'm going to take Buffalo. I'll give you a little hint, Morenci. Out of all these 7 o'clock games, I think I'm betting every single dog except for the Devils.
I'll tell you what, too. This one's probably going to go over 6, isn't it? I hate overs.
San Jose and Buffalo,
they haven't
that's
stopped
a good
anything
over, I think.
Since they've come
I think
back. San Jose. Every game's high scoring.
What? I like that. I know what that game, you that is the over game. The other games, maybe
it's
not.
Six,
I like
two,
that
Cam.
Over.
It's not 6.5. So if we get the push, we get the push. You know what I mean?
I agree. Like, yeah, look at the Leafs. They scored on the empty netter last night, a fluke goal to get the push on 6, and they won them minus 1.5. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to take the Sabres, and I'm going to take, over 6. I love that play.
I'm gonna go over 6, just over 6. Okay. I don't trust the Sabres. Minnesota Wild and the Boston Bruins. Then Minnesota Wild and the Boston Bruins. Last night, you I talked about this game in the late night hours, actually. And my initial lean was Minnesota. I was thinking, well, you know, they're plus 130 rolling in here. Except Boston are playing better hockey right now. What do you make of this one, Cam? Minnesota Wild in Boston tonight.
When we were doing Sports Rage late night, Gabe, remember we talked, what was the line? It was $1.50 for Minnesota. What is it now? Everybody's on them. That's concerning. Other than that, I think they're in a good spot. The Bruins played the other night against the Devils. They found a way to get it done. It was
Boston haven't beaten good teams, though, Cam. I know. Look, they played Buffalo, Detroit, and the Devils since they've been back. This is the best team that they've seen.
I like the Minnesota Wild tonight. I think it's well worth a look at that price. Yeah, I'm on Minnesota. I have no opinion of the total. None. Maybe the under.
I was going to say, they're both over trains. The Bruins are 3-0 to the over since the return. 4-3, 5-1, 5-3.
Will it last forever? Minnesota, no, Minnesota does. They play a very tight road game, and they open it up at home. They're going to try to lock down Boston and try to win like a 3-2 type game tonight. I like the Wild. You're right. The total, I don't love it, but I'll bet Minnesota.
I'll put a small play on the Wild as well, plus 130. Calgary Flames lost 6-2 to the Panthers the other night. The total is 6, Cam. Tampa Bay Lightning are minus 220 here. I always lose the Flames. I get burnt, pardon the pun. I just do. I know they don't lose often, but I seem to be on them whenever they do.
I'm coming back to them tonight. I think they're a dangerous dog. At plus 1.5, Gabe, it's only 50 cents, too. I think that's
I can live with that one. Yeah, minus 150.
I'm going to do both. I'm probably going to split this one up because I think they can win, but I want the insurance of the 1.5. Here's the thing, Gabe. Kucherov's coming back after missing the last 32 games. Is he going to be healthy? I doubt it. And that's why that line is jacked even more. I like Calgary tonight. I know they got murdered by the Panthers, but it's a bounce-back spot. Give me the Calgary Flames, and I like the plus 1.5.
So speaking of the Florida Panthers, man, 22-7-2-2 on the season, taking on the Dallas Stars tonight. Is this one of these trap lines, Cam? Because I look at it, and I'm like, ooh.
There's a couple more, Gabe. What about Pittsburgh, Philly, and Columbus Devils at 7:07? Aren't we going in order?
Yeah, they moved the order. All right.
Did they move the order on you?
Well, you know what it is, too? You know what it is, too? We talked about the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
So I sort of skipped.
But, what do you think, though? What do you think about that? That game's at 7:07.
Not a lot. I don't know. I'm not feeling yet. I look at it. I'm like,
are the Flyers dangerous tonight or no?
I don't trust the Penguins. I don't trust the Penguins like tonight, laying that price.
I don't either. I think there's a lot.
If anything, I'd take the Flyers plus 1.5.
So would I. I agree. And I like the Devils. So, okay. Now we'll move on to the Panthers.
You know what? Hold on, Cam. Well, the Penguins are hot, right? They are hot, but. The Flyers haven't sucked recently.
They're back from a road trip. Everyone thinks
they've struggled since they came back, though, right? They were playing okay, and then you know, coming out of the, I don't love this. Pittsburgh beat them 3-2, and 7-3 so far this year.
This is a good spot for the Flyers, Gabe. Pittsburgh played last night, came back and beat St. Louis, feeling good about themselves. Flyers plus 1.5 is a play. It's only 35.
We don't have to win the game. Yeah, I don't want to put ourselves in the all right, plus 1.5.
And I'm going to do money line. I always do both. I'll split it up. So at least I push. And I love the Devils.
Okay. Today. All right, Devils and Jackets. All right, not to skip it. Devils and Jackets.
If that line
minus 164. Devils, this one, pretty high.
It is high, but Columbus has a lot of injuries right now. This total overnight, I bet it on your show, it was 6+ money. The Columbus Blue Jackets gave up, 6 goals to the Lightning?
Seven. Gabe, seven.
Sorry. Gabe, take a look at Columbus.
And in fact, they're the first team in like 40 years in the NHL, or it's, I think it's since 1989, actually. So whatever, 31, whatever it is, 31 years. 32 years to give up 7 goals to start the calendar year in back-to-back games.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? At 6.5, I think we still got to take the over. I know it's a lot.
They lost 7-2 and 7-4.
I think the Devils win this game 5-3.
Devils coming off that loss to the Bruins, but they beat Washington in the game before that. They beat Edmonton in the game before that. The Devils are a big over team. In fact, look, the Devils are...
I'm betting it.
Devils are 8-1 to the over in their last 9 games.
I know it's 6.5. This game, if it stays under, so be it. It's a lot. 6.5.
I'll take the Devils to win. I think the Devils will win a high-scoring game. They'll probably win, like you said, 5-3, 5-4 or something.
5-3 is my score. 4-3?
We got to play exact score. We had 4-3 Devils?
How about we do this? 4-3, 5-3.
What's that going to pay the Devils? What's Devils 4-3 going to pay? Let's see.
I'm doing
Devils 4-3, 5-3.
All right. I hope a lot because I want to play it.
I'm looking right now. I can't find it.
I can't. Honest to God, at the end of the week, my eyes are just like staring at the screen. I'm getting pounding headaches. Like, I can't look at this stuff anymore. It's just like, whoa, man. Makes me dizzy.
I don't see it. Normally, I see it. I don't see it.
They're scared because they know 5-3s, 5-4. Like, those are good scores.
They're scared of us, man. They're scared.
What else we got here?
All right. So Devils win the game. All right, so on to the Panthers and the Stars. Is this the trap? Panthers, Stars.
Know what I'm going to do with this game, Gabe? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play the Dallas Stars in the first period. Florida always comes out slow. That's their MO. They go down a couple goals, they wake up, then they beat you at the end. That's the thing. I think Dallas in the first period is something to consider. Dallas is a weird team, man. They could beat Florida or they could get throttled in this game. I'm going to have to pass on this hockey game, but I will be playing. Actually, yeah, just give me Dallas first period. Actually, they're at home. I lean Stars in this game. I kind of lean the Dallas Stars. Huh. It's at 8:35, though. We got lots of
Right State. For that one. Right State tip off in 8 minutes.
Do they? I don't think I'm going to. Sorry, Right State. He's just not really delivering this year.
They're going to want to put the Vermont Catamounts in a moneyline parlay.
Well, who else is playing? Oh, yeah. Wright State's playing Illinois, Chicago. Any college hoops?
Yeah, the early stuff.
It's not really
good. There was a real 7 o'clock game. What's the real 7 o'clock?
Ohio State, Indiana. That's the game.
Yeah. Who do you like there?
Pass.
I want to take Indiana.
I do, too, but I don't like it enough. Minus 168 on the money line, 3.5.
No, I had a cautious money line parlay that I think could win tonight. It's my all business parlay of the night. It's the all business.
The all business parlay. I'm listening.
Yeah, it's like we're not playing around.
What's all the all?
We'll
business
start it off parlay? With the Vermont Catamounts.
Yeah.
Who are they take playing? Down the New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
God, these games are awful.
We'll have this on the other side. All right, Illinois.
Yeah.
Vermont, Illinois. Illinois money line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues, and the decision has been made. The decision has been made. And, Cam, I put Wright State in the parlay. Wright State in the parlay. Listen, they've turned the corner. They're on a 4-game win streak.
There
coming
we go.
Off, 4 wins in a row, including an 84-70 win, Cam, over NC State, the Wolfpack.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's great. I'm telling you, they flicked the switch. They flicked the switch.
State Raiders. They're very good.
Yeah, they're on a 4-game win streak. They beat Wisconsin, Green Bay, 72-69. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. These damn names. Wisconsin, Green Bay. Come on, guys. You got to do something about this. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're Milwaukee, Green Bay.
Wisconsin, Green Bay.
Guys, whatever, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. Which one's the Panthers? Yeah, that's Milwaukee,
UW-Milwaukee is the Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers, all right. All right. So this is the parlay. Wright State money line. Wright State to beat Illinois, Chicago. Illinois to beat Maryland. Vermont to beat New Hampshire. And the Memphis Grizzlies to beat the Pistons. -102.
Ooh. There you go. Hey, man.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Wright
not
State, bad. Illinois, Vermont, Memphis Grizzlies. Pistons played last night. That number's out of control.
And got throttled. Dude, you can play NBA props tonight. We literally lost so many by a hook and a point with Van Fleet. And Siakam, we don't go points. We go rebounds. Like, no. I'm taking a night.
No, he didn't hit the rebound last night either.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I gave up all my money last night.
Points. I know. No, honestly, if we didn't bet props, we would have made a killing last night. I hated
that
the props.
That Raptor game pissed me off.
Oh, no, that game really pissed me off.
I had $250 on the game. I had money on the over, and somehow I broke even in the game. I'm like,
yeah, because of the
I'm like, oh, I had Van Fleet. I had Seattle. Yeah.
The guy had 19 friggin' points. It's like, dude, what do you – like, get a
the
basket,
Raptors,
man.
Cam, it's frustrating because we want to do it, but – you don't know who's going to score on that team. It's annoying. You don't know.
It is.
It's every night. It's someone else.
Siakam.
You've come.